Yo, 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 what it is, gang? I say, yo, 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 what it is, gang? It's KK on the check-in for KK's Kona.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all already know, man. We are live here at the Hill Social, man. It's the first time I ever did a podcast with a live audience. Audience, say what's good, gang? Bro, y'all already know we got the one and only Boss Britt with us, man. How you feeling tonight?
Yeah, what's good, man? I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm honored to have you here. I appreciate you for coming down on the platform, for
appreciate
sure.
Appreciate you for having me.
Man, let me just tell y'all, before we start, y'all know I be on my fake emotional shit. Before we start, I just got to say, if there's anything y'all want to do out there, any dream y'all got, any vision y'all want to come to life, just keep working hard at that shit, and I promise y'all it's going to come. I'm talking about a year ago, I used to look at her Instagram, go to the parties. Yeah, she going to be on my podcast one day on Bro. And now look at it, man. So I just appreciate you for coming down, for sure.
For sure, that's hard.
For shit show, man. So let's go on here and hop right into it. So you from Cincinnati, Ohio, right?
Yes, sir. 513, who they?
You dig. Do you think you'll ever move back to your hometown? And if not, why?
I would never move back to my hometown. No, not even saying it like that. But, like, if I want to, like, settle down and just be, like, living a cool, calm, collected, more so lifestyle, I would go back home. But I just like being able to network a lot more in Ohio. It's pretty small town where I'm from, Cincinnati. So it's not a lot of networking opportunities. So for that reason, I wouldn't move back home.
Yeah.
But ain't nothing like my city, though. I'm tell y'all that. Like, ain't nothing like my city.
You say I'm going to love my city, I'm going to rep my city, but ain't no going back home, huh?
I'm going to go back home and see my family. That's about it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. I've been in Chicago like 2 times a year on Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe 4th of July.
No, for real. Facts.
I feel like you got to go back for them holidays. Like, that's just essential.
Yeah, man. It'd be hard, though, going back and, like, everybody, like, growing up and shit, because you don't go back, like, once a year. So it'd be a little sad, a little bittersweet, but they already know I'm going hard for them, so.
Do you ever see people from your hometown you grew up with and, like, I don't know, like, people that's doing good, like, did you expect them to get there? You get what I'm saying? Like, people that you used to go to high school with, like, they have emotion or nah?
A lot of people I went to high school with, honestly, everybody, like, doing their thing on, like, a corporate type of thing. I went to a really good school. I didn't go to college. I went to a high school. I only got my diploma or whatever, but a lot of people at my school, they're more of like corporate. They got like families and shit, so I'll be looking like, damn, I'm out here lit. They at home with their kids and shit. Like, maybe I need to go out here and get legit. But now everybody doing good for the most part. Yeah.
Bro, you say you need to get a legit. Let me find out you got a baby coming soon in your future.
Nah, maybe like 2 years.
I
ain't carrying that baby.
KK,
I ain't carrying no baby.
Why you ain't carrying the baby?
I ain't trying to mess up this body. I worked really hard on this, man.
I ain't gonna lie. It'd be too funny to me when studs carry babies. Like, I get we all females, but come on, let's be for real, folks. Like, that shit over with over here.
I'm dead.
Most all I do is give a bitch an egg. I'm not carrying that shit.
Yeah, me personally, I can't. But I do know people who do carry, and shout out to them, you know what I mean? Because that's for them. That ain't
to each his own.
Yeah.
To each his own. So let's go ahead, jump right to it, man. Everybody know you for throwing the lit ass parties, the lit events in Atlanta.
Yes,
everything
sir.
All girls related. For those who don't know, go ahead, pop it to them real quick.
Yes, sir. So I throw the biggest all girl parties in Atlanta. I'm also the number one international female host out here. Been doing parties in Atlanta for about six, seven years with my
like
partner
2014,
DJ,
so. Right?
Yeah, 2014 was probably my, was it 14 or 16? I think, I don't know, I'm bad with math. I just know it's been like 6, 7 years.
Okay, 6, 7 years,
whatever that is. But with DJ XL, we throw the biggest all-girl parties. We got every Thursday at Speakeasy Lounge, every Saturday at Curfew ATL, and every first Friday at Paradise Atlanta. So if you ever come to the A and you're looking for the biggest all-girl parties, like, definitely pull up. And if you in the A and if you ain't partying with us, you ain't at the right fucking place. I'm going to tell you that straight up. Can I cuss on her?
Hell yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, fuck all that shit, like I said.
You
yeah,
whatever you want,
right,
man. We
you ain't partying with us. You know what I'm saying? Bobby DJ XL, yeah.
Nah, for real, though. Nah, because I remember when I went to one of y'all parties, it was at Speakeasy Lounge. It was a Thursday. I'm like, damn, it is lit up in here, folks.
Yeah, that's our longest running party that we got. We've been holding down for 6 years, same spot.
Yeah, nah, that's what's up for sure. So let me ask you, like, I know you wanted to do the all-girls parties because wasn't nobody really doing it, but, like, what really pushed you towards making it, like, all right, we're going to cater this to the LGBTQ community?
Well, that's always been my niche when I got back into doing parties, because I initially started doing teen parties.
Okay.
And then I did music for about 3 years, and then I got back into doing events. And when you're doing events, you just got to look at what's missing. You know what I'm saying? What can you do to stand out and be different? So in my hometown, it was really no other gay parties that were targeted for predominantly lesbians. In my hometown, is like mostly men at the parties. So that really just stuck with me from that point.
Whole sausage fest in that
hell
motherfucker.
Hell yeah, be hella niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? We do a lot of co-ed parties back home, but in Atlanta, everyone parties separately. Like, the boys party with the boys and the girls party with the girls.
Fast.
Which is different, but it works out for us. And myself, like I said, I'm a host, but I'm also a promoter. But with that being said, I feel like I have more of a control on the vibe of the party because I'm on the mic and I can really crowd control.
Yeah.
And then my DJ, like, we have really good chemistry. So we would start getting booked at, like, same gigs by other promoters. And while we was there, we were just really starting to build with each other. And I told her, like, when I came to Atlanta, hosting was really to get my foot in the door to get people to know who I am, but my ultimate goal is to do my own shit because I was already doing it back home. So I'm like, all I need to do is just get my name out there because I already know they're going to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
and when I noticed that we was bringing out the crowd to the parties, I'm like, yo, you know we need to be doing our own shit now. Like, yeah, they coming for us, like, literally coming for us. So once we said that, it was up. Like, we just been going up ever since then. Like, yeah, for sure. We had to make our own way, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, with hosting, you can only make so much money. And if people don't, for a host, I feel like people prioritize a DJ over a host.
Which is messed up because we doing just as much work. I get they got the music. Like, shout out to DJ and DJ. Y'all got the music.
Hey, she said, whoa.
Bro, let's be honest, though. Y'all, we screaming on the mic all night.
That does hurt Excel.
We're screaming on
energy.
The mic.
And I'm saying it from the diaphragm.
And then we walking around up to people, all type of stuff.
My body be hurting.
That's first and foremost.
Yeah, I do be screaming hella. I do gotta chill. I be getting excited, man. I be jumping
up and down. I be through the room. I be walking around everybody, bro. I be lit. Yeah, like, it's like you just feel the vibe and you just can't stop. Like, I don't know how to explain it, bro. Okay, the DJ do give us the vibe. I'll give you that one. Okay.
Exactly. Well, it's an equal vibe, you know.
Yeah.
Listen,
we talk to the microphone too. I know I do. I can't talk for other DJs, but I know I do.
Oh,
I'm talking
bro.
Too.
Nah, she'll get on the mic from time to time, do her thing, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. When DJs be at parties, they be, don't talk to me. I be like, bro, y'all is not that focused at that party that y'all can't say something, bro.
Yeah,
because like,
you got to think about it. Like, it be drunk-ass people walking up to DJs, spitting in their face. Can you play F&F? Like, nigga, of course I'm going to play F&F. You don't have to tell me to play Fuck Nigga Free. That's
It'll be 11 o'clock. They're asking that question. 11 o'clock. They want to hear all the lit music. Chill.
Let the party build up first.
Hey, that's facts, man.
Nah,
y'all
got to
chill with that.
So, look. You play too much. So y'all known for having parties that got people coming out. Y'all done had Asian Dog, Coyle Ray, Suki with the good coochie,
yes.
Erica Bass.
Yes.
Y'all be having all the stars at y'all parties. Like, how y'all even make the connections to bring them out? They just see y'all emotion, they be a part of it, or y'all hit them up, pay them a bag to come out? Like, I want to know the real.
Yeah, we definitely pay everybody. We just go through normal booking channels unless we have a relationship with that person already. So if we already have met or worked with them in the past, we just stay locked in. Plus, when people come around us, I think our energy just contagious. Like, normally once we book a person, like, we get their personal number.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to contact them directly or we get to hit their manager up directly.
Okay.
It's a little bit different once you actually bring them out and they
see you. After you already locked in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just got to build that reputation. But, yeah, we just really be going through the normal booking channels and just going through people that we already met. And then a lot of guests, like, might come through the progress report as well. So we might just link up, let them know. Like, we throw parties at everybody want to come to the all-girl parties. I ain't going to lie. Like, especially the females. Even if they're not into
the
girls, they want to come outside. You know, it's a good time. So, yeah.
Nah, for real. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the progress report, man, since she already bought it up, they also got the progress report. We got some other people from the progress report back there,
yes,
man.
Yes, La La Shepherd, DJ Excel in the building.
You
progress
did.
Report.
So I just want to know, like, what inspired y'all to start that podcast? Because it's so big. Y'all be having big names on there. Trinidad James, all type of people. So, like, what inspired the start of that podcast?
Yeah, I got to tip my hat at La La Shepherd for that. That's her baby right there. She created that. And then she bought us on. Excel was a part of it first. And then when I moved to Atlanta, I would come and see Lala because that's my friend from my hometown.
Go back.
Yeah, that's my nigga. Like, and I would come down here just because I know she's doing her thing. Like I said, you got to be outside networking. So whatever she got going on, I would pull up. You know what I mean? I would come to the show. And one year I made a goal to become like a radio personality kind of sort of. Because I started seeing like hosting on the mic kind of goes similar to what we're doing right here.
Yeah.
So I asked her, could I be on the show? And she said yes with no hesitation. So ever since then, I've been on there and been able to be in the presence of a lot of big name people. You know, we really do our fucking thing, like all female podcasts.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I seen what it's called, the No Homo Show. Huh? The No Homo show or something
like that? Yeah, and then DJ XL have the No Homo podcast as well. That's fairly new, though.
We on
12 episodes. Parker Support been around about 7 years, so we've been out here grinding, man. Like, this ain't no overnight success.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be consistent with what you're doing, man. Even when it ain't going your way, like, just keep at it.
Bro, so, like, in the past, what, 10, 12 years y'all been working, y'all been grinding, have you ever had, like, a moment of, like, feeling down or low or feeling like it ain't going to work with the parties, the podcast, anything? And if you have had those low moments, how did you work past it?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, I feel like just as being, like, a human being, you're going to have some doubt with anything that you're doing. But that's just your brain trying to fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
My main thing is I just remember why I started, why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. For the lesbian parties, that's more so me just being an advocate and providing a safe space where people of my community can come together and party, be themselves without feeling judged and feeling like they're not safe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then just remembering where I'm from, like, I'm from Cincinnati. Like, a lot of people don't get to where I'm at. You know, I have a lot of friends that's not here today. Like, rest in peace to all my niggas. Like, so I remember, like, if I got another 24, another day, another second to make something happen, like, I'm going to make the best of it, no matter how much doubt keep coming in the back of my head. Like, I got to keep going.
Facts. With that being said, man, I ain't going to lie. I got to ask you. You ever had a dude try to date you?
Niggas love me, man. Come on. Niggas love me, bro. Niggas love studs. We were just talking about this on our podcast where Fredo Bang said stud pussy is top tier. And it is. You know what I mean? I don't know how he know. For all the studs out there fucking niggas and shit.
I was gonna say, look. Don't let me find
now,
out.
Now look, niggas. Look, niggas. All studs don't like dick.
Don't let me find out.
Now, it is something out there that likes some dick, but you know what I mean? I don't like no dick. You know
any studs that be out here low-key fucking niggas?
I know a lot of studs that be out here low-key fucking niggas.
Y'all going out.
The most
sad
I do is
want
sugar daddy. Like, you want to take me out, you know what I'm saying? Or you want to go to the club with me, I can get you some bitches. But I'm never going to be that bitch for you, you know what I'm saying? But I'll hang with you, you know
what I'm
saying?
So you go home to your sugar daddy house, you be giving him massages with the lotion and shit?
Who?
I'm just asking, bro.
Yeah, but I said he take me out. That's where it stops, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't going to your crib. Hell nah, we ain't going to your crib.
What if he say, $5K right now, we go to the crib for a massage?
$50K.
Say no. She can be bold. Oh, look at them back there. They like, oh, yeah. You can be bold. I just said, y'all think she cute. Y'all got the right number for her.
Money talk. What all we got to do? Can my nigga come too?
You hear me, though?
Can we bring the ratchet in with? Oh, we good then. We ain't doing no massage, though. We not doing that. I'm not touching you. We smoke some weed, take some shots, smoke a hookah.
You with me, though? Hey, now, with y'all doing parties, you ever had, like, a night where you got blacked out drunk while you were, like, hosting a party, having a party?
Have I ever got blacked out drunk? I always get blacked out drunk.
At a party, like, but did something wild, like, damn, you wake up the next day like, damn, I did that at my party?
Nah, I'm pretty good on autopilot. I will say my autopilot's pretty, she pretty good. Like, she make it look like everything good, but inside, she dying, man. She need to go home.
They said the whole world's spinning.
Yeah, for real. But I've never done anything crazy as an adult, knock on wood.
Man, fault.
Yeah. As a kid? Oh,
cause I know.
Oh, I mean, yeah, cause like as like a teen, like 18, like early 20s, like yeah, I done did some crazy shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
What's the craziest thing? Cause I know I got blacked out drunk one day and tweaked out. You can ask my homie Reese over there. Boy, I was trim. Almost got arrested. All type of shit. It was a night to remember if you ask me. Even though I don't remember it, I can't remember. But if you ask me, I had a great time. Yeah. They say I was blacked out drunk, hit like 3 people. On phone now.
Oh, you
almost
was on
got
that
arrested.
Kind of
yeah, you ever had a night like that?
Man, the craziest thing I probably did while I was blacked out drunk was probably, I fell asleep behind a wheel, which wasn't like no crazy shit, but that was pretty crazy because I literally almost died.
Because you was driving?
Shit. Yeah, I totaled the car. Like, I woke up, my head was in the windshield. Like, I was leaking like blood. Like, yeah, I blacked out that night. And then this one time I got into a fight with my best friend. Cause it was my birthday. Like, on my birthday, I black out every birthday, yo. I'd be like, yo, I don't remember shit. But yeah, I fought my best friend because I don't know. We was outside in the cold or some dumb shit. I don't remember like you said.
Y'all still tight?
Hell yeah, it's my nigga, man.
See,
you know you gotta fight some of your best friends. Like, all right, bitch.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, that's a real friendship where y'all can fall out, something can happen to you and y'all still tight. Yeah, cause Reese was mad as hell at me that night. I was blacked out drunk. Reese, how long you was mad for? He was mad. Like, he was mad. He would still call me once a week, but you could tell, like, Reese was not fucking really with KK. With you like that? Nah, yeah, yeah. He got over it, though. You know, that's my nigga. Shout out Reese Money, man. For sure, for sure. So, I ain't gonna lie, I be looking at your page, and the content creation be going crazy. So, do you that as, like, promo for the parties, or do you do that just because you like to do it? Like, talk to the viewers about the power of content creation, the money you can make off of it, the attention, everything. Give them the free game for those who don't know. They just now getting started off with it.
Yeah, I do it to just keep that traffic coming in because you never know what you might run into. So even if you see, like, a funny skit, you might come across the progress report. You might see a funny skit. You might come across a No Homo show. You might come across a party. You're going to come across whatever I got going on because I'm always going to have something going on. Thanks. So I really just do it to create, you know, traffic. You know what I mean? I know you can make money off of it. But, you know, Instagram and TikTok, they be hating on the black creators. You know
they
what I'm
do.
Saying?
They
like,
do.
They be shadow banning like a motherfucker. And then, like, Facebook always, like, I mean, not Facebook, Instagram always blocking me for, like, the dumbest shit. I don't know.
One day I got 300 views on my story. The next day I got 10. I'm, where
yeah,
they
like,
go?
Yeah, like, how that be working
oh,
out?
Where did they go, fo? Yeah. What did I do to
the
piss
algorithm
off Instagram?
The algorithm is crazy, but, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. The algorithm do be crazy. But I ain't gonna lie. I see you be having parties in Miami, in Vegas. Yeah. Out of all the parties you done through, hosted, which one is the most memorable party? Like, damn, this shit was crazy.
I would definitely have to say, up until this point, maybe Pride this year in Atlanta, actually. I mean, Miami was dope, too.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, because we not even from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so big ups to everybody that came out. Magic City, Miami, we do it every May. Follow my page. You'll see all the details. But that was really dope because that's just our first time really doing events in Miami and seeing, like, we have an influence where people will come out to a whole different state
yeah,
and
want to
party
right
with
there.
Us. And then this year was crazy for Pride. We had Krishan, and she's, like, the most trending person ever right now.
Be honest with me, Fo. I got to ask you something. You think she a little crazy over Blueface?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, all that shit y'all see on the internet is real. Like, in the club, she's like this in his face, like, just staring at her.
That's
I'm
how
like,
I need my bitch to be about KK on
nah,
photo
for real, like, she really crazy about her. Like, they not acting. Like, that's really them.
Bro, was it hard getting into, like, a real stable relationship with the field that you work in? Because I know your bitch probably be like, you throwing any party with all these hoes all over you.
Yeah, it was tough up until where I'm at right now with my girlfriend. She's very understanding, and she support what I do, and she know, like, she not insecure. I feel like any girl who don't know that you're faithful to her and that this is just your job, then they just might be a little insecure. But also on the other side, if you in somebody face all the damn time, like, if I was in somebody face all the time, like, that make your girl insecure because you clearly being flirty as hell. So, like, with me, I'm just all about respect, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she at home, because she really don't go out like that, so she know that she ain't never got to worry about me being too flirty or doing nothing weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's she very solid.
Nah, that's what's up, though. Because that be the issue. Because it's like, we in Atlanta. Like, we in the South. Every time you see somebody, they want to hug. Like, black people love hugging. My girl be like, why you keep hugging them? And I be
nah,
like,
nah, I done had those girls.
Like,
I done had those kind. I be like, bro, I'm literally just showing her where her section is at. She's like, you smiled at her, though. I'm like, I'm being fucking nice. What you
like,
want me to do?
Don't nobody want to come to my parties if I'm being mean. Why would they want to come to my party? Like, I have to be a people person. Like, it's the difference between being a people person and just flirting with everybody. Like, of course you gonna see me smiling it. That's what
facts.
I have to do. Like, that's my part of my job, I
feel.
Like,
that's facts. Nah, for real. You gotta show hospitality.
That's some real shit. Mm-hmm. So for everybody who viewing right now who got a podcast or they're into podcasts, they're trying to build up their podcast, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta ask this question. And this for me to myself. How the fuck y'all get y'all podcast on Revolt TV? Like, that shit major. Like, that shit is major.
Yeah, good content, man. I feel like for us, the one thing that really helped us when we got posted on the Shade Room with, what's her name? Carlay. Young Thug's ex.
Okay.
And
so
she,
like,
spoke on his situation. And that clip went viral. Like, all the platforms fucking posted it.
Damn.
And Revolt reached out to us because at the time they were coming up with a new podcast network.
Yeah.
And they want us to be a part of it. They said Diddy's right hand man told him to get us on there. So I felt like, damn, that was crazy for him to say for us to get up on that thing. So yeah, just good content. Like, it only take one. With anything you do, even if it's music, like, it only take one hit. It only take one video to go viral. It only take one good podcast show to go viral. So
bro, you said you used to do music. Why you stopped doing music? Your shit was trash.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I wasn't rapping. No, I wasn't rapping. No, no, no. I do got a single out though.
So
but
you ain't got. I was gonna say, come on, cause I already seen it. What is it called? Pod a. Dot A Dot. What is it called?
Big Dot.
Big Dot. Oh, yeah. Photo. Why you stop making music?
Nah, that shit went crazy, man. I didn't have no passion behind the music, but I stopped doing music because I was managing an artist. And he just did some disloyal things, to say the least, you know what I mean? And you know, with music, you putting everything in before you get anything out of it, as far as music, facts. I mean, sorry, as far as money, you're investing.
A lot.
When I say I was buying this man's clothes, his weed, his bottles, his, like, that was my
hold
brother,
on.
Too.
Wait, buying him weed it is not my, part of investing in his
yeah,
career.
Yeah, like, just to keep him out the streets, like, he was a hothead, so, like, nigga, if I gotta smoke a blunt with you,
take this pack and calm down real quick, no, so we can go
real,
back to the
like,
studio and do what we gotta do.
He could have ended up dead in jail. He was suicide. Like, it was a lot going on with him. You know what I mean? Like, he was from a hood where, like, almost once a month, one of his niggas was getting killed, and it was like really tolling down on him and putting him in a really dark space. So like, anything I could do to help, and then he was my best friend too at the time. So anything I can do on a personal tip to help you out, I'ma do it. But yeah, that's just how it ended. And then after that, I noticed that I was never doing music for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really hopped into it off the strength of him and his dreams, and I wanted him to be successful. But when I sat back and it was over, I was like, damn, I ain't got nothing going on for myself. So I was like, let me go back to my roots, which is parties. Facts. And then I started doing parties again.
Nah, that's real. You definitely got to stay, like, true to yourself. Like, I noticed when I try to do other stuff, like, somebody was drunk at a party one day talking about, you should rap, I'll be your ghostwriter. But I noticed, like, whenever you do stuff that's not a part of your path, a part of your alignment, it might go, but it really don't pop. Like, you really got to stay true to what you want to do, even if it take a long time to build. Because like you was telling me before we started, it's going to happen.
Yeah, facts.
You just got to keep going up with it.
Consistency.
Yeah, and fuck everybody who hate. I ain't going to lie. So I ain't going to lie, though. Like, would you ever stop, like, being cool with somebody if they don't support your brand or what you do? Or did you ever feel some type of way when, like, your friends wasn't coming to your parties at first or anything like that, reposting your podcast or anything?
I used to, but for one, social media, you have to stop assuming that everybody see everything. So I never want to assume that somebody saw something because I posted it on social media. Now, if I invite your ass directly, nigga, I know the fuck I better see you there, y'all saying? But, like, I don't take it personal at all because everybody got their own life, you know what I'm saying?
And thank you.
You can't be taking shit personal like that. That's how you actually lose good friends. And I went through that in the beginning, like, you know, my early 20s, just thinking and feeling, like, entitled that everybody has to support me. And if you my friend, if you my family, you got to support me, like, I don't expect nothing from nobody, bro.
That's what I be trying to explain to certain people. They be like, how can you still be cool with them and they don't never come to your events?
Cause that's
I
fine.
Just start having showcases. I'm like, it don't matter. Like, everybody not into everything. Mm-hmm. If you my friend and you went to, like, different shit than what I'm into, we can still be cool just cause you don't come to all of my showcases, just cause you don't come to all of my interviews. I ain't go diss you. It's just not what you into. Like, I feel like some people, like you said, they too entitled. Like, they hold that shit to their chest. Like,
yeah,
nah,
it take it
he
very
ain't come
personal.
Support me, so I ain't fucking with you. Like,
but
you
all
got
my
different friends for different things.
That's facts. But all my friends definitely supportive. Like, anybody that's in my circle, they've been around.
I mean,
for
your party's lit as hell now. Of course they be there. They ain't gonna be up in there. Yeah, I'm trying to get in the section with you. Yeah, come on, say, you know I'm coming through. Like, of course.
Nah, they support anything though. It could be anything. Like, shout out to the gang, you know what I'm saying? All my niggas.
On bro.
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna lie, I got one little funny question to ask you before we get up out of here. When you get in a new relationship, do you feel like you should keep old news in your phone or delete it?
Oh, my girl made me delete that shit. I did have a lot of old news in my shit, and then she saw that shit, she said delete that shit. And that was before I even started being in a relationship with her. She was like, well, what you needed for? And I was like, you right, what do I need it for? And I just deleted it out of respect for her.
You deleted it all, or did you have some of your Snapchat memories that you deleted?
I deleted it all, but I mean, sometimes a Snapchat memory might come up. I'll delete it if I see it, but I ain't about to, like, Snapchat OD.
Ain't
like,
nobody finna go gotta, through it 2016
yeah, like, that's
and delete
doing the
that
most,
shit.
You know, like, but I used to have, like, a hidden, you know, a hidden folder in your phone. That's where I keep all my shit. And then
you gotta check that hidden folder if you're watching this.
Yeah, check that hidden folder, y'all. Saying for real, it goes down in the hidden folder, you heard?
Nah, for real, though.
They got Face ID on the new one. I fuck with that. That's smart.
I message that. I ain't gonna lie. I message be doing this thing, but why do it show after you delete a message? If I want to send a message, then delete it. Why do I have to say, KK deleted the message? Just delete the message.
Say that? I ain't even know that.
If you text somebody, you delete it. It say you deleted it. Like, why do
I phone's the feds. Y'all know that. They've been the police. They've been the fucking police.
Over again, you caught up. Literally. So, So what do you feel like the biggest lesson you learned so far with everything you've been doing, being an entrepreneur, with the parties, the podcast? What's the biggest life lesson you feel like impacted you so far?
The biggest lesson I would have to say is just keep going no matter what, even if shit gets slow, and learn how to take your L's with your W's. Like, don't just always be in a good spirit when you winning, but also stay in a good spirit when you're not winning. You know okay. what I'm saying? Because a lot of people will be, when you're making money or whatever, like, it's easy to be like, oh, I can't wait to go do this. But sometimes we got parties where it's like five motherfuckers in there. I'm gonna make sure they turned up though, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, cause for me, it's the experience. I want you to make sure, like, you know, I appreciate you being here, cause you could be anywhere else. So just learn how to, you know, remember your purpose and what you're doing, and don't ever let money be the main reason why you do anything. Money is made up. It come, it go. Like, that shit, nothing. Like, I done been robbed before where I done had fucking, like, five racks. That was, like, the most money at the time I ever had, like, five racks. And in the split of, like, 10, 20 seconds, all my money was gone. And before that, I was, like, a little big head. That shit really humbled me because I really was like, oh, no, I'm out here, like, I'm making money. Like, I got racks. Like, y'all need, you know what I'm saying? But then in a split second, God took that shit and said, yeah, what's up now? Like, you gonna keep doing parties, or you gonna just keep worried about being on your money shit, all about the money? So don't chase the money, you know what I'm saying? Chase the purpose behind what you do, and that alone will keep you in a good spirit.
Nah, that's real spill. You talking about the time you got robbed and that's why you moved to Atlanta, or you talking about the time you was in Atlanta?
Nah, I've never been robbed in Atlanta. For real, it's crazy out here. But yeah, I got robbed in Cincinnati, and that did definitely push me to go ahead and move to Atlanta, because that was like starting all over. I literally had no money to my name, like no money. So I'm like, why not start over in Atlanta? Because clearly this shit ain't, I don't know, that shit was tough.
Oh, bro, sometimes you got to take a crazy life lesson that humble you like that to really get you back on track. Yeah. Because, boy, when I start getting rest for interviews, Reese, make sure you keep me humble, because I'm going to be walking around this bitch like big KK. Fuck you talking about. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah. I'm going to still fuck with everybody, but I'm going to be shitting on you niggas. I'm eating Ruth Chris tonight and you eating Burger King. Fuck, nigga. Fuck you talking about. I'm going to be shitting on y'all. I ain't going to lie to you.
Nah, you got to stay humble. Shout out to the Progress Support.
Shout out to the Progress Support for sure, man. Y'all already know the vibes. Before we get up out of here, go ahead, tell everybody on Instagram how they can follow you, support you, come out to some of your lit ass parties.
For sure. You can follow me at BossBrit, 2 T's, _, that's on everything. BossBrit.com, you know what I'm saying? The Progress Report, TPR Media Group, the No Homo Show, that shit going crazy. That's about to be the biggest podcast for the LGBTQIA plus community on God. And we only on episode 12, so hop on while it's still fresh, but it's been doing good. But yeah, I'm in Atlanta, man. Come see me. Come check me out.
You dig, man. Y'all already know what's going on, man. Make sure y'all tap in with Boss Brick. Fuck with her parties. Fuck with the podcast. The whole movement is big.
Shout out to Donya Brown in the motherfucking building. Party with Don. What up?
Yeah.
On photo, I'm in that bitch. What up? Fuck you talking about? It's KK on the check-in for KK's Corner. Y'all already know the Vaz, man. Shout out to the Hill Social. Shout out to EJ, the motherfucking DJ from FUBU Radio. Shout out to everybody who tuned in to this video right now. Oh, shit. Shout out to Bonfire ATL. I see Terry just walked in this bitch. Y'all already know the Vaz, man. And stay tuned for one more live performance by 4-4 Lil Vic. Y'all know what's going on, man. Gang.
Yes, sir.